Interlude. Uter.
We have a problem,
the driver says. Young Paid sees the smoke over the hills long before he sees what's making it, though the boy can certainly take a guess. He looks around at the other recruits, or potential recruits anyway. They're all whispering about it now, murmuring and opening the windows on the transport and looking out. The hoverbus driver, a bewhiskered, round-muzzled Nimbinel, looks back with eyes that look beady under its huge brow. The Nimbinel says to Paid and the other boys,
You tell them I don't work for the Empire. I'm just a driver. You all know that, right?
Go on, mister, Paid says. Just turn around and get us there.
The Nimbinel mutters something mean under his breath. One of the other boys, a pudge-bellied kid with dark, coarse hair and a speckling of moles on his cheek, turns around and stares over the seat at Paid.
You think we're done for?
I don't know,
Paid says with a shrug.
Wait and see, I figure.
He puts on a tough face. It's a lie, though, because he's scared, too. The bus continues on, riding over the broken roads of Uter, hills rising up on either side. The grass, once green, now bleached pale. And soon, tucked between those hills, the Imperial Stormtrooper Academy here. It's burning. Or rather, it has burned. Half of it is torn open by the tearing hands of old fire, and now black smoke drifts from inside it. On the ground, a dozen dead stormtroopers. Among them, other men and women. Not Imperials, simple vests and utility belts. They have rifles and blasters. All the boys on the bus lean out and stare. They, like Paid, have never seen weapons up close. Pitchforks and spanners, and a few blunt instruments here and there. Mostly they're farm boys, locals from the fringes. Some of them recruited by officers. Some of them, like Paid, were simply sent away. Sent here, to a place that is no longer a place. The bus stops as one of the men, one of the rebels, Paid thinks, steps in front of the vehicle. The door opens and the Nimbinel steps out. The boys stay seated, not sure what they should do. Paid thinks to look tough. He gets off the bus. The Nimbinel and the rebel, a man with a scruffy beard and a scar running across the side of his neck, are arguing. The Nimbinel is waving his hand, saying,
No, no, these kids are not my responsibility. No, I won't drive them back. I'm not paid for that.
Sir, the rebel says, as you can see, the Imperial Academy is closed. This isn't a place for kids anymore.
And then he sees Paid standing there. The man turns away from the driver and looks down.
Mister,
Paid says.
Son, the man says. We'll get you back on the bus and on your way home in two twitches of an earth tail.
I don't want to go home.
Just the same, home isn't here.
Home isn't anywhere, then. My parents kicked my can down the road and moved on when I wasn't looking. Went off to be nomads somewhere. It's the Imperial Academy for me, or it's nowhere.
The rebel chews on that. He looks off at the hills. Then to the Nimbinel, and the bus, and back to Paid.
What'll you do if you can't go here?
I told you, go nowhere.
Paid leans, lowers his voice.
You kill the kids in that academy? Ones who are gonna be baby stormtroopers?
What? Stars, no.
What did you do with them?
You sure stick your nose in it, don't you, kid?
Maybe that's why my parents fixed to get rid of me.
The man sighs. He kneels down.
Some of those kids will go home. Some of them are heading out to the new academy on Chandrilla. If they're of an age, we'll take them and teach them how to be soldiers, if they care to join the cause. Otherwise, it's back to their parents, or to orphanages.
Paid thrusts out his chin.
And that's where I want to go to. The new academy.
The man narrows his eyes. All right. Here.
He dives in his pockets, pulls out a handful of credits, then turns and slaps them into the Nimbinel's palm. To Pate, he says,
Central City's still in the Empire's back pocket, so make sure he drives you to Riverbreaker. Shuttle's leaving there tomorrow morning for Hanna City. Be on it. Pate nods.
Thanks, mister.
Other boys are welcome to catch that ride, too. You tell them.
I will.
Pate turns, then calls over his shoulder.
Thanks. May the Force be with you, mister.
You too, kid. You too.